Well, yesterday, the fourth Sunday of Easter, was Good Shepherd Sunday, so we heard a reading about the Good Shepherd, which is actually different from today's reading. This one really ties in so nicely with yesterday's reading, where the Lord continues this theme that He is the Good Shepherd. Now, there are so many images that we have of our Lord. We have, of course, Jesus as the baby Jesus, the infant Jesus in the manger. That might be your favorite image of Christ. Maybe your favorite image of Christ is Jesus on the cross. People love the crucifix and they relate to the crucifix because of the sufferings of their own life. Maybe that's your favorite image of Christ, is Jesus dying on the cross for you. Or maybe it's the resurrected Christ. Some people love the image of the resurrection. Maybe that's your favorite image. Others like Christ the teacher. Maybe sitting on the hill on the Sermon of the Mount. Maybe that's your favorite image of Christ. Maria Montessori, the great Catholic educator, said that her favorite image was Christ the Good Shepherd. And that's the image that you find in any Catholic Montessori schools around the world. They always have an image of Jesus the Good Shepherd. She found that that's the one that children relate to so nicely. Because you have the good shepherd with the sheep, and he's got the lamb. He's either holding the lamb in his arms, or maybe the lost lamb is on his shoulders. And that is an image that she wanted to portray to the children, that Jesus is a good shepherd. He rounds up the lost sheep and the little lambs, and his tenderness for the lambs represents his love for children, and how he knows his sheep by name, calls them by name. So that's what we have here today. So ask yourself, well, what is your favorite image of Christ? Is it the baby Jesus? Is it the good shepherd? Is it the crucified Christ? Is it Christ the King? Christ the High Priest? The resurrected Christ? But for a moment, let's look at this image of the good shepherd. And the Lord refers to himself again and again as a good shepherd. What distinguishes a good shepherd from a paid mercenary that's just watching over the flocks? Well, one does it for pay, is not concerned about the sheep because the sheep are not his own. He's just there to sort of watch over the sheep, versus the good shepherd who knows his sheep by name. They belong to him. So a good shepherd is the owner of the sheep. They are his property, his possession, part of his livelihood. And so he knows his sheep by name. He calls them by name. These sheep hear his voice. They know his voice. And he's even willing to lay down his life for his sheep because they are his flock and they are his sheep. And that's the kind of love that Jesus has for each one of us. It's a personal love. He knows each one of us by name. He calls us by name. We are his flock. We know his voice. We follow him. And we know that God loves us so much. Jesus, the good shepherd, loves us so much that he died for us. He laid down his life for each one of us, personally and individually. And he doesn't run away when the wolf comes. See, the hired person who's only doing it for money, if he sees some wolves coming, he just leaves. He runs away to save himself. And unfortunately, then, the sheep are attacked, they're destroyed, and they're scattered. Whereas the good shepherd is willing to lay down his life, to go even to the death, to save his sheep. And that's what Jesus did for us. He did not run away from the cross. He did not run away from suffering. Jesus willingly carried the cross, and he paid the price for our sins, willing to die for us, his sheep, his flock. So again, this is such a powerful gospel about God's love for us. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. I will be willing to lay down my life for the sheep. Then he says, these sheep hear my voice. And he also says something interesting. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. Obviously, Jesus came first for the children of Israel to save the Jewish people, but also he would open up the offer of salvation to the Gentiles as well. These are the other sheep that will eventually become part of the fold. Yes, Jesus came for the Jewish people first, but he also came to save the Gentiles as well. These other sheep who do not yet belong to the fold, Jesus says, but I will lead them, and they will hear my voice, and there'll be one flock and one shepherd. So the Catholic Church, Christianity, will be made up of both converts from Judaism and from the Gentiles. And they'll have one flock, one faith, one Lord, one baptism, and one shepherd, who is Christ. The Lord would ascend to heaven, and so he would give us the Pope, the chief shepherd of the flock. That's why the Holy Father carries the bishop's staff, because he is the shepherd. He represents Christ. The Pope, Pope Francis, is our shepherd. He is the shepherd of a flock of 1.2 billion Catholics throughout the world, one flock and one shepherd. But of course, he needs our help, and that's why you have bishops. And they also carry the shepherd's staff, the crook, so that they can be reminded that they are shepherds of a diocese. And then the very word pastor, the word pastor is an exact translation of the word shepherd. So a pastor of a parish is the shepherd of his parish. And then other priests or associates, they help out as parochial vicars or associate pastors or assistants. We help the pastor in shepherding the flock. So Christ is the good shepherd. He lays down his life for the sheep. He did not leave us abandoned, but established the Pope as the shepherd of the whole church. But then we have bishops, pastors, and priests who all help in the shepherding process. So, of course, pray for your pastors, pray for our bishops, for the Pope, pray for all of us priests, that we will try to emulate Christ, to be good shepherds, to be willing to lay down our life for the sheep, to sacrifice ourselves for the salvation of our people.